Bolt-On Technologies Automotive Software Solutions. Auto repair shops that have Bolt-On Technologies software provide customer vehicle condition reports, including photos and text, real-time digital reports, multi-point inspections, estimates, and repair information at your fingertips. Info at boltontechnology.com.
Live from the Johns Refrigeration Media Center at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is 88.7 The Pulse, KPNG, Chandler, Phoenix, and KVIT, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Arizona. This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now, 480-655-8870, with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Oh, yes, Frank and Steve and Rosie. It is Wrench Nation Wednesday, January 18th. Show number what, Frank?
Well, we got with something like number 60.5.
Something like that.
We're moving and grooving.
We just keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny.
And we love it. As we always say, thank you guys for joining us every Wednesday here, 4 p.m. You guys know we're iTunes out there if you kind of catch some of this show. And man, Rosie, we're just grateful. We're building a community. We got a lot of great fans out there. I'm getting a lot of emails and some Facebook activity, our little show. And we always say, if you got any car questions, it's what it's about. Or hey, if you got a garage out in Iowa and you got a nice story for us, we welcome that.
Sure, know? People listening all over America, all over the world.
Yeah, shoot, I thought I had an email from Iran or something. About mopeds or something out there.
We have a dealer in.
I don't know, Wrench Nate. Are you going to study Persian?
It's Farsi, actually.
Oh, it is.
Farsi is the language.
Oh my goodness, that requires
trivia question. There you go.
All right, we are going to do trivia here in a minute. So, Mr. Steve Gross,
yes,
you've
sir.
Been traveling. You know, EVIT here, East Valley Institute of Technology.
I've been singing the praises of EVIT, which you do as well, Frank, with all the with the people you've seen through the auto program.
The
auto program.
You know, Rosie and I both, and many in the industry. You know,
yes.
We get a little passionate, goofy. We got to pass the torch, and what the wonderful thing is, you got a great automotive program here.
Yep.
In fact, we're going to get the kids on here in the next couple of weeks, maybe a few instructors. But you've been running around. Doing some high school gigs.
Yeah, just trying to tell people about EVIT. That's the number one problem, is people just don't know what this place is. And if you go back a while, if you go back to when, you know, you first moved to the Valley, Frank, was that the 80s?
In 1990. I had my Dracar, my gray flannel back then. Yeah.
Well, the EVIT that was existing then is far from the EVIT it is today.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's the career, the premier career and technical school in the Southwest.
Incredible.
And back then, it wasn't quite like that. And parents have to understand, hey, this is a different EVIT. This is not your parents' EVIT.
No, it isn't. And we actually do, and I know Rosie does some work in the community as well with Friendly Auto. The thing about it is this. I think not only do we need to let the students know, but mom and dad understand that this whole technical trade event, boy, there's a revolution going on out there. This is something to be proud of. I mean, years ago, I know in our industry, it's like, nah, you ain't going to be no mechanic hubba bubba under a tree with a wrench. But I always tell people to give perspective. And the automotive students here at EVIT get a lot of this information and training, and they're studying this, which is amazing, right, at high school level. Think about it, man. The F-35 fighter pilot jet, state-of-the-art, has about, I don't know, 5 million lines of code.
Right.
Modern day vehicle. In fact, people, Ford just came out with their new F-150, 150 million lines of code.
Now, incredible. It's funny you should say that, because a kid today asked me, he goes, what about this diesel technology class? Why do they call it that? I said, because it's basically a computer now. I mean, these automobiles, these trucks are basically computers.
Right. So what we're talking about, people, is, you know, and specifically with the automotive program here at EVIT and the great things that they have amazing instructors, is that this is a little more than just slinging some wrenches, right?
Yep.
This isn't an erector set. I mean, there's logic, there's in-depth math, there's a network to understand how these computers work.
Sure.
And speaking of which, we're going to kind of dive in on today's show, tools and technology. How the hey does your mechanic figure out whether it needs spark plugs, or how do they test that gas cap, and all the other amazing and blazing technology to actually figure out what's wrong with your car.
It's changing on a daily basis. And even the handheld code readers, I've seen them on Amazon now for $15.
Yeah.
But
it's not
going to
cut it.
No, not even close. Not even close. We're going to talk about that
later
on the show.
So it's a big deal if you guys are listening. Hey, if you got family, we got people in California, Detroit. If you got family out here, you know, Ebit's in Mesa, Arizona here. Perhaps you got family out in California and kids may be coming. Maybe one of your sons is headed over to ASU and you got a youngster that's interested in attending some automotive here locally. Man, check out the East Valley Institute of Technology because we're proud to just have the show out of this. And it's one of the reasons we wanted to really be tight with the kids, the teachers, the instructors. So thank you, Steve. You were out there spreading the word today.
I'm trying.
Yeah, so, you know, we always talk about news, but before we dive into first segment news, we got some special guests on the topic of tools and techniques about how we sort of diagnose your car and what you expect. Rosie, how was your week, man? At the beginning of the year, is it getting like a little Trump effect out there or anything going on?
No, we are packed, you know. I'm going to give a shout out to my staff. I got a fantastic staff.
Well, let's give them a shout out.
Absolutely, all my technicians, Exile and, nice. And Eric and, you know, Manny and Eric were up at the front counter amongst the rest of them. And we have been rocking since the beginning.
You got a good team.
I have an awesome team.
You know, I think, Steve, a lot of people don't understand, like they'll walk into a garage, and each garage is a little different.
Sure.
But those garages that have heart by the people they're serving, both on the front of the counter, which means the consumer, and really the back counter is what Rosie's talking about. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people realize how much work goes into the culture of a garage. You got mm-hmm. culture down there at Friendly.
Oh, definitely. You know, we have a really tight group. I see these guys going to lunch together. They talk together.
Yeah.
They stay in touch on Facebook together. It's really, really awesome.
They're basically a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I mean,
you make everybody family.
Well, I got five dogs in my house. I don't even know their names, but they're family. I say, okay, come on, bring them in. Let's go. Bring the hamsters, whatever you got. But what I'm saying is most people know.
I want to say something about you and what you did. You probably don't sing your own praises on this very often, but at your garage at Desert Car Care of Chandler, when your front desk lady, she had a baby.
Yeah.
There was a crib in there so she could have the baby with her.
What are you going to do?
There's a nursery basically in the store.
What do we do? I tell you, you know, in business, you travel, right? You journey and
you were lost without her too when she was out with maternity leave, as short as it was.
With all the things that we got going on, I mean, I'm passionate about, you know, sort of helping people, you know, advising on their car situations. But my wife and I, we looked at this situation and Amy's listening. Big shout outs to Amy out there. And Amy's got a big family, right?
Yep.
She, at that time, she had five kids with a sixth coming.
Okay.
And big shout out to moms out there. She is like a mom on steroids. So here she is. We knew we had to plan for this. We gave her 2 months off.
Yeah.
She's a worker. She didn't, because it was all her. It's like, hey, sure. do you want to come to work or stay home for 9 months? We can figure this out.
She
says, no, can we? So my wife and I are like, well, we never had a baby in the business. So we're like, okay, let's make it clean, safe, legal. We made sure insurance was good to go.
Right.
And absolutely, we had little Miss Harper in her in a little crib. And we watched that. I did anyway. I'm almost getting, I know, it sounds goofy, people. I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I love little babies. I got rotten old kids now. But
I know that.
But we made it happen, man. And that's the backbone of this country,
right?
Small business. You know,
yep.
Wrench Nation, we talk about car tips and culture. We had Fireball Tim on last week doing his thing. And, you know, there's a certain breed in this industry. And what we're trying to accomplish here is not only tell the story and the journey of what's happening with so many great mechanics and business owners in the industry and new car dealers. And there's a lot of passion. And I think, if anything, guys, we can say on this show, we're just trying to connect people. You know, and because there's good out there. And
yes, I have a great story today. I'm going to do it real, real quick.
Got to do shout out music.
All right, shout out.
I am going to give a shout out to Robert Cherney over at Optimum Auto Group over in Tempe. We had a client come in today. Their car needed a bunch of work, and they decided they were going to go to one of these buy here, pay here kind of cheesy little places.
Sure. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Stop that right now. Wait a minute. You said something, buy here, pay here.
Buy here, pay here.
Tell the people.
How that really works is that they go after people with bad or low credit, and they take a $5,000 car, sell it for $12,000 car.
Yeah.
At very aggressive. This one was almost 23% interest.
Oh.
Biweekly payments out of their paycheck.
Wait a minute. That's like a John Gotti Mafia loan.
Right. they will never get out of this car. Ever. Right.
So what happened? What'd you do?
So I convinced her not to go for this deal that sounded great, and I turned her on to Robert Cherney over to Optimum Auto, and they went over there, and they ended up getting a newer car, like a 2015 model, with no mileage on it. It actually still has factory warranty.
Wow.
For less payments and less interest than what this other guy was going to do for her. And the financing actually went through like a bank that has a building with a name, not
like Joey Butt. No, it wasn't Joey Buttafuoco Donuts and Loans.
I like Joey Buttafuoco.
Yo, buddy, Buttafuoco.
He was a good guy. I knew him well.
But you, I'm sure you knew back there.
He knew Buttafuoco.
You don't know who Rosie is? Better watch this guy. Watch this guy over here, Rosie. Well, big shout out.
They ended up not only buying one car.
Right.
They ended up buying two cars. They were so taken back with this guy. And this guy is like a straight up guy. And I give a big shout out to him because he took an unpleasant situation. And these people are going to go home tonight with a smile on their face.
I'll tell you what. Guys, listen, tax season's coming and we got some shows coming up. Yeah. I want to dive in. I mean, I want to get to the depthness of the core of a banana on the topic of I got my tax check. And I'm going to buy a used car.
Right.
Everything from the jagged, wicked, gypsy-like used car situations to that Craigslist conundrum.
Well, that's the thing. And if you take these buy here, pay here places, there's something weird in my headphones today, but these buy here, pay here places, there's got to be a reason you're going there, and it's because your credit is really bad.
Well,
and maybe
it's secondary.
You don't have the
not
down payment.
It's risk,
right?
It's not
and,
all.
But
not
you got to say, you know, this lady went there, but she obviously had enough credit to buy two vehicles somewhere else.
Exactly. And some of the – listen, there are some great buy here, pay here places. But this particular one took advantage. She's a woman.
Right.
They said, oh, blah, 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 let's go after that. And you really have to look. And
you
what's funny,
ask somebody. You
this
get
place
some
is under the third – new name in since I'm down in Mesa
no
for
good,
2 years.
No good. We're going to do a show. In fact, I'm going to tell you guys the next couple weeks. We may just do it next week because it's a big topic, right?
Yes,
tax money's coming
absolutely.
In. People also, hey, do I spend on my car? Do I buy a ride? We're going to do that. I'd like to get the Optima.
I
want them on the show.
I think we can invite Robert.
Robert in the house. I want to roll up sleeves and tell us what not to do. Now, we're talking tools and technology, how your mechanic fixes your ride. You certainly can call in with your car care questions, 406-555-8870. We want to kind of go off on your shout-outs. Remember, last week we had Fireball Tim on. Great guy. Wheels and Waves every third Sunday of the month. If you're out in California, perhaps you're going up to Disneyland. Kids did their thing in the teacup. Head just a little south down to Malibu, a beautiful place. And they have the Wheels and Waves, exotic cars, family, community, great family outing. Sponsored out there by Malibu Country Mart, and that's 3835 Cross Creek Road, Malibu, California. Get on a Fireball Tim's vlog.
Road trip.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. That's hey, Fireball, if you're listening, I'm getting this Scooby-Dooby van. We're all coming to see you. Here's the thing. And as always, we don't need any shout-out music in the background, but listen, we want to give you the love. We got a couple key people here, man. We always talk about them. Car Care Council. People, as I say every week, if you bought a used car, you lost the owner's manual. You're just lost. What do I do? When do I all change the oil? The internet can kind of be a little funny place. Not sure if they said this, that, and who's right.
Right. Everybody has an opinion.
So here's a nonprofit organization well represented across the country. Reputation up the, you know what, big time. Car Care Council. They mean business. You can get on the Car Care Council. Search them online, carcare.org, and you can type in your information. The second is if you're buying that new car, we got a bunch of great new car dealers out there, you know. And if you're looking to roll up your sleeves and do a little homework, Kathy Droz of Hurst Certified, she's a journalist, she's an author, she's been in the industry for a long time, a sweetheart of a gal, HurstCertified.com. She has a book out. You can get on there and do your research before you get in there and start buying a car. So there's your shout outs.
All right. More Wrench Nation coming next, 480-655-8870. In case you have any questions for Frank or Rosie, they'll be glad to answer your questions. And of course, Wrench Nation continues on 88.7 The Pulse next.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Wrench Nation continues here on 88.7 The Pulse. Rosie's here too. And Frank, what is this? Why did you bring me an iPad?
Well, listen to people. We had some emails and they said, listen, all the other radio shows and podcasts, they give stuff.
Okay.
I like stuff.
And stuff is
good. They give stuff, but they give cheesies. They give like stamps, like right. balls. And
not like
said,
iPads.
No.
You're going to give away an
this
iPad?
Wrench Nation, people.
Really?
We are giving
Can I win?
An iPad.
Nice.
And ooh, Rosie said
fancy.
He will autograph in the back.
Nice.
With a Sharpie, maybe we should all sign it when we give it away.
Now, listen up, people.
That's a good all idea.
Right? Listen up here. All right? We got a little show tune music here. This iPad is a luxurious iPad. It
it's
is
a luxurious
smooth.
iPad.
And it is yours, people. Stop the presses. It's really simple. Get onto the homepage of wrenchnation.tv. If
and
you
a case of turtle wax.
And you're listening this on the replay with our podcast listeners all over the country. All you got to do.
No purchase necessary.
In fact, we want to break the internet. I want my web guy to call me. Hey, Frank, what happened? We broke it. But we are giving this iPad.
Yep.
There's no funny business behind it. No. We just want to grow our community and
sure.
keep in touch with our people. And we'd like to. So we're going to announce that sometime in February. So get on to wrenchnation.tv and sign up for that giveaway of that iPad. And so today, man, we're talking tools and technology. We've got Rosie in house of Friendly Auto. And I got to tell you, people, we got some special guests in studio. We got Mr. Matt Huff of Huff's Automotive and the Big, the Bad, the Master Technician. I just love the nickname, and we're going to start with you, Bear. Bear, get up to the mic, Bear. What is happening, Bear?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
Give us a real name, Bear.
David Montoya.
All right. So tell us, you are an automotive technician. Give us a little background, man. Where did you start? What's your ranking in the military? All that good stuff.
I'm a Land Rover technician.
Very
I've
good.
Been 15 years, master technician.
Right, right. Awesome. So Land Rover technician, there's not a whole lot of many of a Land Rover technicians out there.
Oh, no. There's not many.
Right. Many that are proficient. We're not talking about, I watched a YouTube Land Rover video. I can fix it.
Yeah, I know how to online, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
Dr.
so
Google.
Dr. Google, yeah. And of course, we have Mr. Matt Huff. Round of applause, Mr. Matt Huff. Get up to the mic, Big Daddy.
How's it going, Frank?
Good, brother. Matt Huff now. Matt Huff, owner of Huff's Automotive out there in Chandler, exclusive European with an emphasis on Land Rover. Man, you're one out of 100 masters in the country.
That's correct.
How do you do this?
Education, education, and education.
Right. I know you guys do a lot of training.
Yep.
What's the training look like?
It's very extensive. We got to fly all over the country to get training in Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover.
Yeah, I was going to say, like our garage, Rosie, I'm sure we may have a little local Honda class put on by Honda, but man, there's not a whole, so that's right, you're traveling.
Yep, Las Vegas, California, Texas, all over the country.
Right. How long has your business been down there?
We've been in Chandler since 2009.
Yeah, stellar reputation. If you guys have a Land Rover, go and see Mr. Huff. And Bear, I got to ask you, man. You could easily qualify as a heavyweight UFC fighter with a big beard. I want to paint the picture. How are you doing if you got a dash dive on a Volkswagen, man?
Oh, I just oil up.
You are?
I got in.
The brother said, I'm going to oil up. But, you know, Land Rover is, talk to us. We're talking tools and technology. That's not an easy piece of equipment to diagnose. You can't assume anything on a Land Rover.
Oh, no. You got to have the right factory scan equipment.
Right. And I think we'll just jump right into it. Like the scan equipment, I think, let's get to it. Like you can go to your local parts house and they say, oh, yeah, we can code pull. And it seems like every time, yeah, you need an oxygen sensor.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the quays, because you're deciphering data, right? That's your X-ray, your MRI. Talk to us about the Land Rover data that you're seeing. Like, I mean, how different can that be? Is it just a different language? If I can ask that. How are you able to communicate with that Land Rover? What's specific?
Well, with AutoLogic, it breaks it down for different components that are failing.
Right.
And are
right.
It kind of gives us a pinpoint
right.
where to go, what to test. It doesn't right. actually tell us, hey, you need to replace this.
No, and that's the big misnomer,
yeah.
right? I get people, can't you just hook it up? It tells you what bone is broken.
No, nope. Big giant machine
well,
doesn't
years
just
ago,
tell you what's wrong with it.
Well, yeah, years ago, in fact, for a while in our industry, Steve, people wanted a printout. They had a big, big machine, right? The big old gas analyzer. It had like,
oh, yeah.
It looked like a space, yeah. like NASA piece of equipment.
The Sun MCA.
There you go. Texaco Sun. And you had big dials and you hooked up and what's it doing? What's it reading?
Everybody wants a printout. A printout confirms that.
Yeah.
You talk about these auto parts stores, and they give you a printout of the top 10 things it could be, and conveniently, they're old parts that they happen to sell.
It could be either the upper.
Weirdest point.
Well, we don't want to knock. I mean, they serve. Actually, I've sent, if someone's in the middle of nowhere near the parts house, I have a Copo, make sure nothing's going to blow up.
Right.
But there has to be deciphering of data. What are you seeing now? We talked about Ford, the F-150. It's got 150 million lines of code, the new one. You guys are seeing a lot of data for lines of code and networking.
Yeah, to be honest with you, there's so much I can't even.
You can't know.
You can't even.
No, Steve, get us a 3-hour show, Steve, for Land Rover specific.
Someday.
Let me ask you, we're on the topic of technology. Let's start with the basics, because a lot of us listening want to know, like, I got a battery problem. How are you testing a battery in your service bay? Assume that a battery is a battery is a battery in a Land Rover. Matt, how are you guys testing? Give us an idea. The people want to know, if I go to your place, what am I going to expect? How do you know my battery's bad?
First, we'll load test the battery, see what the load is on it.
What is that load?
That is when you actually power up, put a load on it like it's actually running the vehicle. So you would hook up a specific machine to it.
Gotcha.
Power that machine up to draw the amperage that.
So if I got my AC on, I'm doing a horn cruise, I'm loading it up.
Are you talking a carbon pile tester?
Right, yeah.
Those are the best.
And you guys listening, carbon pile, that's fancy for this machine gets very hot as a technician if you're not careful, but you're loading it up.
The other thing is, a lot of these European cars, the alternator is controlled by an ECM. It doesn't just automatically put out 14.
Electronic control module.
It will fluctuate depending on how much your vehicle needs for the charge for the battery.
So you could have a bad battery, alternator, and computer.
Yes.
Man, that's a bad day.
Or just have a bad computer and everything else is fine.
Okay.
You have to diagnose and see which one it is.
I bet you get a lot of cars in your place where elsewhere said all you need is a battery. And it still was a problem because they didn't do the proper testing.
Or they'll say all you need is an alternator, and the alternator's fine.
Gotcha.
You know, you got to test these things and make sure everything's accurately diagnosed.
So you're talking a load tester. So you guys know, I mean, the old school carbon pile tester. So the idea is we can check voltage, but, man, we need to see how much power, you know. And that's like the symptom for a lot of people is in the morning, my radio's working, everything, but I don't have enough. It's cranking slow. It's enough power.
And a lot of times you won't even see anything for your battery problem. You'll see a transmission fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's voltage.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the battery.
Yeah, voltage's got to be stable. I think it's fair to say, you guys, we got several mechanics in studio, Matt Huff, and we got Bear, and, of course, we got Rosie from Friendly Auto. It's fair to say that, boy, now more than ever, this vehicle's dependent on that battery.
Absolutely. A lot of European cars have two batteries in them.
What? They couldn't leave us alone with one.
Yep.
They give me two. Well, yeah, Mercedes has in dash battery.
Yep.
Little tiny guy.
I also think, and I'm sure you guys agree with me, that these batteries have to be replaced with one of equal or greater quality than what came. Because we have had some of the cheap batteries put in there, and they actually cause more problems.
Absolutely.
See that a lot in the European market.
Yeah, and they also, you have to even program the cars to tell them that you put a new battery in it.
Program it, guys. So if you're listening, just like your cell phone, there's a firmware update periodically that your car will need. We're going to dive into that a little deeper. We got more guests coming on the show. So with tools and technology, we talked a little bit about that battery situation and testing alternator. Perhaps there's a bad computer. And it's not just with the Europeans. There's some domestics out there that kind of work together where that computer's in line. Rosie, if you were to give somebody advice right now, they're listening. They bought a battery, and they want to replace their own battery. They don't have a 2015, but they have a 2005 Honda. What advice would you give somebody if they're replacing their own battery?
Well, first thing is make sure that before they install the new one, that they have the code for their radio. A lot of cars like a Honda Land Rover, the radio has a security device. So if the power is disconnected,
where's that code found?
Usually in the owner's manual, or when they purchase the car, they may have preset it themselves.
What if I don't have that?
Then you're in a lot of
trouble. Yeah, that's the problem. So if you're listening, guys, this happens often. You're going to replace that battery and you're fine. It's easy. YouTube said 2.5 minutes, but then you go in it and all your fancy, nice factory stereo stuff is locked out.
Right, even meaning your seat settings.
Seat settings and everything, because now there's no code. And that was done why, guys? It was because if somebody stole the car, it'd mess them up.
Yeah. Absolutely. They do have a memory minder. It's a tool that fits into the OBD2 connector.
OBD2 connector, that's the data
onboard
connector.
Onboard diagnostic connector.
I thought it was something on Star Wars.
Yeah, I thought we had our
OBD2.
I thought we had C-3PO.
You know, I'm the only guy who hasn't seen that movie yet.
Wow. Well, what you're saying is we can stabilize the vehicle, give it temporary voltage to save
to save the memory.
Right.
And then, you know, one of the other things, make sure the cables are clean before you put them back on, not just the outside, but where it meets the contact of the post. And most important, and I'm sure
you
all agree with me.
Can you pour Coke on it like everybody says?
No, don't.
You shouldn't do that?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, Rosie's being
very,
very...
Baking soda and water.
Baking soda and water,
we don't want to give you bad information.
Right.
But make sure that the battery hold down, the piece that holds the battery into place, is reinstalled. More battery failures happen because the battery is just floating around inside, and you have internal shorts between the positive and negative plates of the battery.
Great points. Now, I have a question. And if you're listening, maybe you can call in. Should a mechanic, if your battery is situated in the trunk, charge you additional if you got half your house in the trunk? And it took us an hour.
Oh, boy.
Now, the book Time Approximations of Acclimation says it takes this much time. But if I got to take half your wardrobe out, this is a problem because I know Mercedes, you guys see that it's in the trunk. Chrysler has them in the fender well. But how do you handle that situation? If I got my wardrobe...
Oh, I like to go through the clothes, try them on.
Look at Bear. He's
you
wow.
Wouldn't believe
look at this.
Stretch him out.
It happens, but you know, as mechanics, we try to be fair.
Sure.
Like bringing at least a quarter tank of gas so we can work and maybe drive the functionability of your car. Don't bring it empty. And if you think we need to get in the trunk, please do us a favor and clear the trunk.
Yes, E does not mean enough. E means
that's it. So we're talking tools and technology, people.
We're going to be back with more Wrench Nation next. 480-655-8870 is the phone number if you want to talk or text any question. We'll be back.
Bolt-on Technologies, automotive software solutions. Auto repair shops that have Bolt-on Technologies software provide customer vehicle condition reports, including photos and text, real-time digital reports, multi-point inspections, estimates, and repair information at your fingertips. Info at boltontechnology.com.
Gonna drive you home. Wrench Nation Car Talk tonight on 88.7 The
yes,
Pulse.
Yes, Wrench Nation is driving you home every Wednesday afternoon. Frank and Rosie and Steve here. And Frank, what we got? Rosie's starting a new thing, question of the day or something?
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe can somebody, we're not slick radio people. Maybe
no.
Maybe we can figure out a title for
a funky name?
But Rosie, if Rosie was not a wrench, the man would have a game show. I'm telling you, he was the Bob Barker of his time. I know he was. He likes to ask the little questions of the day and the trivia. So before we bring on Mr. Jeff Buckley, I'd like you to pronounce your question.
You think Buckley can answer it?
Well, we're going to bring him in a minute.
Okay.
It better not be too difficult because, you know.
It's not hard.
All right.
One car sold more than 1 million units in 1 year. A record back from the 60s. It still holds today. One model car.
Wow.
What car is that?
All right. Stars at night. All right, wait a minute. Whoa.
We're going to bring in Buckley.
Well, all right. Who's this now?
Mr. Jeff Buckley's on the phone.
Mr. Buckley.
Shout out to the Wrench Nation. Do I get some shout out music to tell about Frank being on Ratchet and Wrench on the cover of this month's magazine?
No, we don't want to know. We don't want to talk about all that now.
Frank.
Well, listen, Jeff.
I don't answer that question because I know somebody else wants to win that iPad.
Well, we get him onto the website, wrenchnation.tv, and Mr. Jeff Buckley, for the peoples out there, this is Mr. Midlothian, Texas. My father's, get me right, is it my certified? I always confuse. What is the name of your place?
He always misses this one.
My father's shop, certified auto repair.
All right, so we always love having you all, Mr. Texas. And Mr. Brzezanski, because he's a game trivia, game show type hostess with the mostest.
Hostess?
That's all.
Really?
Let me ask you, repeat the question.
What car sold more than 1 million units in the 60s, a record that still stands today?
I'll give
you one hint.
All right.
It was not the Yugo.
All right. So, Mr. Buckley out of Texas, because we here in Texas, you guys are pretty good game show answerers.
Oh, my.
1 million cars. Give us a. I need a clue.
The The car,
Mr. Huff, do you need a clue over there?
Yeah, I could use a clue.
The car is still made today.
Is it domestic or?
It's domestic.
Ah, is it Big Three domestic?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Buckley out of Texas, you have any ideas what he's talking about?
My two guesses would be either the Mustang.
That's where I'd go.
Mustang? Hold on. Mr. One out of 100 Land Rover Master Technicians, do you have a guess on this domestic situation?
I do, but I can see the answer from here, so I'm not going to give it to you.
All right, so Mr.
I'm going with Mustang as well.
All right.
No, it's not the Mustang.
No.
It's not the Mustang.
Camaro?
All right, hang on.
No, you're getting warmer, though.
Okay.
Right. Now, it's a good one. The way this is going to work, if you guys are listening, okay, and you can always call
one
with
more
car care questions.
It is a land animal.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Is it in the Ford family?
I got
no,
it.
It's not.
Huh?
Cougar?
No.
Oh. No, not a Cougar.
Not Mercury. It's not in Ford family?
No.
No.
Oh. It's not a Ford.
Land
it's
not animal. A Ford.
Kind of narrowing it down.
All right, so Chrysler, they didn't really get into animal. Well,
no,
maybe.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Jeff Buckley?
Hey, what did he say? Animal?
He said a land animal. This car sold 1 million in the 60s, still sells today.
And it's a record that stands. Nobody's broken that record.
And it's sold today.
Yeah, it is.
And it's an animal name.
Yeah, yes, it is.
What do you think, Mr. Buckley?
I had the Impala was the animal name.
Wow, you got it! Yeah!
Ding, ding, ding. That's it.
I had no idea the Impala is an animal.
That's why they say they don't mess with Texas. These people know stuff up
there.
Right. Don't mess with Texas. So that's it, people. I guess the Chevy Impala, that's actually an iconic vehicle.
Or we gave him too much time to Google it.
I know. Yeah. So there you go.
Good point.
Yeah, good point.
I tried.
He tried.
I failed. I got Oldsmobile.
So Mr. Buckley, we're talking tools and technology. You know, in the earlier discussion, we talked about batteries and how they're tested. Let me ask you, if I roll up in your garage, my check engine light is on, I don't have any symptoms. It's frustrating. This light's pestering me. And I was told that something about my gas cap. How are you testing a gas cap?
How would you test a gas cap? Well, you know, you actually have there's two different ways. You have, one deal that you can put it on and test it for the vacuum, and then there's another way that you test it with a smoke machine.
I love it. Mechanics, we're not complicating. It's just a deal. We got one deal. We got the other deal. We got that deal.
Like Red Light Smoke Pro, one of those.
Well, it's a pressure tester, like a coolant system cap pressure tester, but it's a gas cap pressure tester.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
It's been around.
And that's part of what you're trying to explain today, Frank, which is really great, telling all of the viewers that, you know, when you come to a shop, it's kind of like going to the doctor's office. You know, there's tons of equipment, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, the cost and the expense of all the equipment we have. You know, you talked earlier about, hey, that's your MRI, and hey, that's your, you know, we're doing a deal that's a CAT scan on your vehicle. And there's, you know, the amount of equipment that we have to have nowadays is just, you know.
Well,
hang
on a minute. Let me, because people listening, and so some of, not knocking the parts houses, but they really sort of simplified our technology, and within nanoseconds there's a code that's pulled. So let me ask you, if we're going beyond a code, in other words, I always like to say EKG tech does the EKG.
Yeah.
However, the cardiologist decides what's going to go down.
That's right. And so, you know, they're trying to sell parts,
right?
And, you know, bless their hearts, they're trying to tell you what's wrong and if the car's going to, you know, make it down the road or not. And but when you come in, you know, we have to go in and verify that, you know, yes, that is the correct diagnosis, and yes, that is the correct part. And what a lot of people don't realize is there's multiple symptoms, there's multiple things and multiple parts that are connected into one system. And they may say, oh, yeah, it's a gas cap, and you know, because it came up a large leak. And you may actually have a hose in it that has, a big hole in it.
All right, I want to do a little survey real quick, give people an idea. Real quick, Mr. Buckley, since you're talking about equipment and what mechanics have, so I'm going to start with Mr. Huff. How much money, on average, does your mechanic have in just his equipment, not the shop equipment? How much are you guys, what do you think?
At least $75 to $150, depending on the level of the tech.
Dollars?
Yes.
Did you add a couple zeros?
$150,000.
Just to be clear, this isn't an Erector set, people. Yeah. Mr. Rosie, what kind of money you got in tools? personal hand tools my own, and testing.
Yeah, I would say, well,
about that.
Probably about 100, 150.
Mr. Buckley, we heard Texas, the economy's doing well. Do you have a little more now? How much money you got in tools?
No, I mean, you know, you're in the ballpark there, because a lot of guys will spend, you know, spend the $20,000 on just the toolbox to put their stuff in.
Right. So what we're saying is there's an investment, right? There's an investment. Right, it's like a hospital. We always talk about X-ray, MRI is kind of how we sort of develop the diagnosis of your vehicle. When you go to you walk into a hospital, and all you got is four walls, maybe a shiny floor, and no equipment. I'm going to question that. I don't care if the guy comes out looking smart with a lab coat. I want to see some equipment.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Now tell us. We want to give some shout outs. It's all good, Molly. You have the Molly system. Talk to us about that. That's like a one stop. Tell us about what Molly's doing, which is manufacturer.
Came out with a deal that the Tech Pro, and basically,
what is it called?
It's called the Tech Pro.
Tech Pro, okay.
Tech Pro, and what it is they came out with, number one is Molly's been at the manufacturers at the OEM, so when they build the car and it comes off the line, and everybody puts all the parts on it and puts it all together and it comes out the line. Well, before they drive it out the door there, they have to be able to plug in something that tells that everything on that car is hooked up, that all the computer systems are hooked up and talking to each other. And that's what Molly did for the manufacturers, and they came back and they said, well, you know, why can't we offer that to the aftermarket? Why can't we offer that to the shop?
Right, so you're talking about a sophisticated way of communicating accurately with the onboard systems of a vehicle, right?
And quickly, because as they're building those cars, they only have so many seconds or so many minutes in between each one rolling off of the line.
All right.
And so take that thought and put it into a shop and say, okay, now we can give you a piece of equipment where you can plug in and it will talk to that car, but it doesn't just talk to it. And everybody thinks of, hey, check engine light. My check engine light's on.
So, I mean, it's not like, I mean, we talked about Amazon. What's that device? And the Google, you talk to the thing. Google, turn my lights on.
Oh, Alexa.
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 I mean, that would be great if mechanics could just say, hey, you Chrysler Sebring, what is wrong with you this morning? Only at this particular temperature with this particular loader. That doesn't exist, people. We can't just kick it and ask it a question and it spits it out. I want to read this over to Mr. Matt Huff and Bear. Great technicians out of Huff's Automotive. We talked about a battery, right? And how this is kind of, because Jeff Buckley mentioned that things are now interconnected.
Absolutely.
This network. So when you talk about a simple battery that, hey, I'm going to change my battery on my Land Rover Discovery, not always an easy situation, because how do you guys communicate now with all that?
Well, we use a device called Autologic. That's our diagnostic equipment.
Gotcha.
And we have the Autologic for Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and for Land Rover. For instance, if you're talking about cost, that scanner alone costs us $30,000.
That's incredible.
And it costs us $4,000 every single year to update it.
When you say update, let the people know. What does that update mean?
It's giving us the permission to use the software.
And they're giving software. More information. You're getting more. So if Land Rover updated information or certain pattern failure information, you're getting that. Thousands of pages.
Yeah, and we're getting it daily. We get updates daily, but we pay for it by the year. By the day, we get updates.
The mechanics, we used to drink a lot. Now we just drink a lot of coffee because we're just wired, man, too much information.
So the ECMs and ECUs need to be flashed, and they have updates. When you change the battery, you have to program them. People don't realize when they were under warranty and their car was going to the dealership.
Hold on a minute. Flash. Talk to the people about flash.
Okay, so every time they would go to the dealer before, when the car was under warranty,
right,
a new flash would come out.
What is a flash?
Flash is where they wipe out the information in the computer, and then they reprogram it with the newest update.
What does that mean? So if my window didn't work properly, it's not a mechanical failure. It could be software update.
Absolutely.
All right.
There's so many software updates that are cured with a laptop, not necessarily with a wrench.
Mr. Buckley, if you have a car coming in, one of the first things that you do, it seems like our industry is kind of going this way, are you checking for available reprograms or flash programs?
And see, that's another thing when we talk about the tools and equipment is we have to look at the software management and the repair software that we have, because you don't want to spend all that time looking and saying, hey, how come this window motor won't go up and down? when, like they're saying, it could be a flash. And
an update. All right.
Two is you look in your software and you pull up that vehicle, and then you go to that vehicle and say, hey, is there some software updates available?
Right.
Where, like, say, it's, you know, the parts store may say, hey, you need a new part. And really, you don't. The factory has changed the specifications.
The operating parameters. Listen, Mr. Buckley, hang on with us. Hang on. He's going to hang out with us. I want you
stay
to
with
hang
us. All right.
I want you to stay. We're going to bring Greg Buckley next. We're talking tools, technology. How the hey does a mechanic fix
your Before we
ride?
Take the break, Amy's on the phone from your shop, Frank. She wanted to say
Amy.
Hi.
We got Amy on the phone.
Does
Amy?
Does she got us on hold now? Do you have music there?
Oh.
Hello?
There she is. Oh, there she goes.
Amy, what are you doing? Mrs. Amy's on the phone. What is happening, Miss Amy?
Say hello.
Hello there, Miss Amy.
And then the phone rang, so I had to answer it.
It's okay. Okay. Well, do you have a car question, or did you have a question about operating the business?
You're doing a great job today, and I love listening to Huffs over there.
Nice. Big shout out for Huffs, and thank you, Miss Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Wrench Nation continues next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse. Steve and Frank and lots of guests.
Yeah, we got Rosie from Friendly Auto. We got there. Mr. Matt Huff and one of the greatest Land Rover technicians, European technicians just in general, known as Bear. Mr. Bear. We love Mr. Bear.
And not only do we have Mr. Jeff Buckley on the phone, but I believe Greg Buckley's on the phone too. Is this Greg Buckley?
It certainly is.
Well, all right, Mr.
Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah. The Blue Hen of Delaware is on the phone. So we've got both Buckleys, brothers Buckley.
Yeah, we got a full house. And it's by design. This is a passionate topic, not only for the consumer guys. We're talking tools and technology, getting right into it. We were talking about some of the test equipment. We went from a simple voltmeter to a carbon pile tester for your battery. How important it is to link everything up properly. We quickly went into how complicated things could be. And before we get to you, Mr. Greg Buckley, I wanted to pitch this over to Matt Huff of Huff's Automotive here out in Chandler, Arizona. You mentioned something during the break, and it's just not good enough to just buy a part and install it. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, absolutely. Many parts that fail are accompanied by a download or a flash. So, for instance, on a Land Rover, a Range Rover, when the suspension compressor goes bad and it needs to be replaced, you need to program and update the information or it will just ruin the new part all over again.
And that ain't cheap. Those parts aren't cheap. Are you seeing that out there, Greg Buckley, out in Delaware? Are you having a need to kind of program things?
Well, yeah. Like it says, everything you bring in, it has to be acclimated to the computer pretty much how you want to say things. You know, the computer's got to know what it is, the part number, all that stuff, and then get updated on its own so that it has the ability to function properly. You know, with not doing that, it may not work or it could damage. So, you know, parts, we don't have dumb parts. We have smart parts now. Everything is connected. You know, there's modules that have to know what's going on. You know, it's just so intricate. Consumers today and motorists all over don't really understand, and probably because we may not preach enough on that end, until they're here to pay the bill, and they want to know why it's so expensive. We have to show them what we do, and that's...
Well, things are connected. I think, right, we always talk about that. Like, in the past, it was like nuts and bolts. If you got that right, it was a clean job, right? You know, the hardware of a job. But things now, Greg, they came out. Did you hear about that 15 F-150, 150 million lines of code?
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
It is insane.
Well,
so,
we're running 100 million lines of code.
We are currently, right. So what we're talking about, people, is the tools and technology. I mean, I still got a nice-looking hammer. Bear, you got a hammer in your toolbox still?
I've got like 10 hammers.
He said, I got 10. I got the little guy for this. Yeah.
We got hammers. I think mechanics love their little hammers. But the fact is, boy, if you go to your average garage, garages that are really mindful of staying up. Now, we talk tools and technology, people. But what about the investment in training? Greg, tell me what you're doing for your technicians, man. You're getting some training.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you really got a budget, and it's difficult to take a tech and, you know, ask them to spend, hours afterwards. But it's all for the benefit of advancing a career and getting involved and staying on top of the game.
Right.
You know, we have classes. We meet probably every quarter. There's two or three classes we go to at nighttime. And then we've got our online resources that we utilize, you know, and it's ongoing. It's an ongoing thing. It's just not you open a book anymore. It's you're constantly learning, like almost every day. You know?
Right.
And the guys who are real in the profession and keep up on it, you know, they're in front of the screens more than you think.
Right. Right.
You know, for consumers. So, like I said, hey, you're constantly updating your skill sets.
Jeff Buckley out of Texas talked about Molly. Molly is a manufacturer, and they have sort of this, I like to use the term MRI to keep it simple. You know, we can hook up and kind of give us a broad outlook. Jeff, are you seeing when someone comes in a vehicle, comes in with a vehicle repair, it's changed in how you're sort of introducing what you're going to do now. It's not like, okay, well, check your car and call you later. You're actually talking. So if I'm going into your garage, Jeff, and I got a check engine light, how does that look like? What kind of conversation you having with me?
Well, and you know, first what we try to explain to them is, okay, you know, we need to hook it up and diagnose it and see what the car's doing, you know, and just like with the batteries or with the alternators, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, the alternator's an on-demand system. You know, different things work different ways, and so we try to explain that to them. And then, like I said, with the Molly Tecpro, it doesn't just run and do the check engine. This actually scans the entire vehicle because you don't have. And you talked about a big group of mechanics there. We start throwing around initials. You talked about the PCM. You know, that's the computer on the car. Well, there's actually many modules on the car now.
Right, they're all communicating. Yeah,
and you could have 15 modules on one vehicle.
Right,
and so you know, we have to go in and look at the different modules and see whatever it all controls.
Right,
and then you know when you start diagnosing and say, hey, we got you know all these different tools that'll go in, and we want to go in and verify, you know, the testing on it. And you have to remember, time is money. So if you're doing the old-fashioned way and going in and pulling panels and different things to
that could be a waste. You're wasting somebody's time and money because you went the yellow brick road instead of the road it needed to be diagnosed properly.
Yeah, with the Tecpro, we can ask the computer to operate different, and it will do individually. So
right.
We can say, hey, roll the left front window up, you know, and if the window rolls up, hey, we got a bad switch, you know.
And
you know, you don't have to go in and pull it apart and say, hey, well, that makes sense. We got power to the motor and all that. And so in parts of the way, because of the equipment and keeping up with it, you know, we can actually diagnose some of the stuff faster, but
more efficiently, which is great for the consumer. It keeps a couple of hairs growing on our foreheads as mechanics. I got you. Listen, man, this is crazy. We run out of time. I want to pick this conversation up. Jeff Buckley out of Texas Midlothian. You guys rock. Mr. Greg Buckley, as always really am grateful you guys come on the show. Sorry, we ran out of time. We got to do an hour two, Steve, somehow.
I know we do. It's coming.
It's coming.
It's
Don't
coming.
Worry.
Come around the mountain when it
Thank
comes.
Thank you, Mr. Greg Buckley out of Delaware. Buckley's
Thank you,
Buckley
here.
Awesome.
Squared, we can
Thank
call
you
him.
Guys. Yes. Well, there's so much to cover, and you guys, we got to do another, we're going to do another show on technology because it's really important. How does your mechanic, because if you guys understand, then you can kind of anticipate what they're doing. It reduces the anxiety a little bit. If we couldn't get your calls in, you can get on a Facebook, Wrench Nation. Don't forget the iPad, wrenchnation.tv. Get on there. Sign, we're giving
away. If you want to win the iPad, you got to enter at wrenchnation.tv.
Absolutely.
And you can do that in February. So it's awesome. I can see it right here. I've touched it. It's got my fingerprints on it.
Wait, I
want to
enter on for this one.
You got, huh?
I want to enter in.
You want to enter?
Yes.
Why? I don't know.
No, we'll win.
We got to check with corporate. We got to check with corporate on that one.
I'm going to take this nice MacBook.
Contest rules will say probably
not. Gosh, time flies, guys. I want to give a big shout out as I fumble here. Lots of love to our new podcast listeners from California to Detroit to Florida, a couple people in Europe. And as always, man, we got to cover some of the weird automotive news.
The Wrench Nation wild and wacky news on wheels.
All right, people. If you're trying to get slick, a lot of you drive through a toll booth. You got to pay money, and that money can add up. Well, this flood, we've all heard about how they kind of cheat through the toll booth. But this Florida man, he must have been an upholstery guy because he's going through the Florida toll booths. He's got a little curtain device that just drops over his license plate and goes up.
Not bad.
If you get onto our friends, autoblog.com, you can actually watch the video of that. It's pretty slick. This is an upholstery piece up
like
and down.
Like the hurricane shutters in Florida. Just like, whenever your lights
are it's like that guy in a after-hours nightclub. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. If the thing goes down, it goes up. He is defeated. He's brought thousands of dollars.
You got to remember on the 101, we used to have that guy in the gorilla mask, and he got like 100 speeding tickets on the photo radar. They got him. They'll get this guy.
Yeah, so don't try to cheat the tolls. If you do, you better get up with some more clever ideas, people. Really appreciate you guys hanging out with the Wrench Nation Posse here. We got Steve Rosansky, Rosie out of Friendly Auto. Big round of applause, Mr. Matt Huff and Bear. If you guys have a Land Rover or a European vehicle, go check them out there in Chandler. They're awesome family business. They got fresh coffee, even too. And as always, say, people, we appreciate you. Remember, be safe, hug each other, and always hug a mechanic.